Welcome to the Podcock PCast. I am your host, the only Tyler Peacock. College football playoffs are set. The New Year's Six games, the entire bowl schedule is set. We're going to talk about that. Talk a little Heisman as well in the first segment. Segment two, NFL Week 14 preview. I think I got nine games we're going to break down. And then we'll circle back around and give you the rest of the schedule. And then at the end, if I have any gambling locks, plays, advice, we'll close the show out with that. So it should be a quick, efficient one. So let's not waste any more of my or your time. Let's go to the college football segment. Listen, the committee has spoken. Michigan number one, Washington number two, Texas number three, and the fourth and final selection, Alabama at four. Of course, the committee fucked over Florida State to go 13-0 in a power conference, and they challenged themselves with a neutral site game in the opener against a powerhouse program in LSU, of course, on the road to end the regular season with their annual in-state rivalry meeting with Florida. So two SEC Power 5 non-conference games that you don't really have to play on top of an ACC schedule. Wasn't the best or the toughest, but I mean, you did have to go to Clemson for what that is worth this year. I mean, was it Clemson of a few years ago? No, but still a tall task. And the committee basically said the games don't matter. And that's fine. Does it fucking suck for Florida State and the kids? And realistically, are they kept out of the playoffs with Jordan Travis's injury? Is he that important to them? I mean, obviously he is. But one player doesn't make a team. And I'm a Michigan fan, so this might come off as like sour grapes, wishing we would have drew Florida State instead of Alabama. It's not. This is just about the injustice that the committee... Because if you look at it like the committee, they didn't pick the four best teams. And they didn't pick the four most deserving. So it was kind of a mishmash, if you will, of what they wanted. Like, if you were going to take the four best teams this year, and of course you could argue that, but I think Michigan still gets in. Washington's probably on the bubble in that conversation. Washington, very damn good. But I think power rankings-wise, Michigan's ahead of them. Texas is ahead of them. Alabama's ahead of them. Georgia's certainly ahead of them. And Ohio State's ahead of Washington. Hell, Oregon was a damn, they were a 10-point favorite, Oregon, in the power rankings. So there's at least six teams ahead of Washington in the power rankings out there in Vegas, and guys that set lines and odds and things of that nature. So if you're going off that, we didn't get the four best teams. And most deserving, to me, most deserving would be if you went out undefeated in a Power 5 league. Florida State met that criteria. So it's just bullshit. It really is. I mean, like I said, if Jordan Travis doesn't get hurt, there's no debate. I think it's Michigan, Washington, too. Florida State would have been the three seed. And then I think probably Texas gets the four because of the head-to-head over Alabama. But who knows? But yeah, the games don't matter. Just, you know, I know we're going to 12 teams next year, so the committee don't really have to fucking answer, you know, because we changed the format next year. But here's the thing too, like, am I faking a little bit of outrage here? Of course I am, just trying to be entertaining to kind of give you a peek behind the curtain. Like, none of us are going to be like, you know what, the Rose Bowl is fucking awesome, or the Sugar Bowl is fucking awesome. If we get two really good semifinal games in the college football playoff, nobody's going to sit there in the middle of those games and be like, you know what, Florida State should have got in. Nobody's going to think that. I'm not going to think that. You're not going to think that. You know, so I guess I'll jump off my soapbox. Now, let's look at these matchups real quick. We're not going to break them down or do any previews quite yet. Going to let them simmer. But, man, on paper, the semis look good. Like, Michigan-Alabama, that's going to be a fist fight in the trenches on both sides of the line of scrimmage. That's kind of... You know, if you're breaking that game down, of course, you could find strengths and weaknesses of both. But just, The first things that come to mind about both these teams is the line of scrimmage, and that's where that game's going to be decided ultimately. And then if you look at the other semifinal in the Sugar Bowl with Washington and Texas, two high flying, gunslinging offenses. I mean, Washington's got some balance. Texas, unbelievable defensive line, and the front seven's really good, but they're kind of leaky in the back end. Washington, Kalen DeBoer, I think he's a big game coach. When they have extra time, I think that's going to be dangerous. So the Sugar Bowl, that's going to be fantastic too. And great uniform matchups in both games. So aesthetically, I think to the eye, not that that fucking matters to anybody else probably, but to me, I like shit like that. What about the New Year Six? We'll react to that. I mean, they're mid. They're very, very mid games. I mean, I'm sorry. But they are. Like, you look at the Orange Bowl, number five versus number six, Georgia and Florida State. That's a great matchup on paper. Two great traditions. The two teams that think that, they got screwed by the committee, the next two out. But who's going to play for Georgia? And Florida State, like, I'm not saying they should have got into the playoffs because they couldn't make noise without Jordan Travis. Clearly a different team. That's, why the committee left them out. I think they should have got in because they earned the right as a 13-0 conference champ in a Power 5 league. But Florida State, I mean, they're a 14-point underdog right now in that game. So that game doesn't really interest me anymore. You look at Liberty and Oregon. Again, Oregon, their season in shambles. This is the Fiesta Bowl. Like, Liberty 13-0. And here's the thing that drives me insane about this playoff committee. Did Liberty go 13-0 and win conference USA? Absolutely. Unrefutable. Can't deny it. But the committee gives them the nod for the G5 spot in the New Year Six because they are the most deserving from, like, they won their league, they went undefeated, and they earned the right. But Florida State doesn't earn their right to get into the fucking Final Four. So, like, if we were doing kind of a combination of best, SMU probably should have got the bid, if we're being honest, because the AAC is the best group of five league. SMU challenged themselves in the non-conference. They played well against Oklahoma. TCU kind of kicked their ass. It's not a great look, but I mean, it's a step up in competition. So, coming into the year, I was very high on SMU. I thought they would lose those two non-con games, and they did. And then they won the rest of them. They're 11-2. They beat Tulane, who won the Cotton Bowl last year. In this the same game, they were the G5 representative last year. They beat USC and brought the same quarterback, Michael Pratt, back. Brought a lot of the same guys back, and SMU went into their house and kind of kicked the shit out of them, honestly. I mean, it was tight for a while, and as the game went, they started to separate themselves. They were clearly the better team. So I thought SMU had a gripe to be the G5. SMU versus Oregon would have got me more excited than Liberty versus Oregon. But again, that's a 15.5, 16-point spread right now in the Fiesta Bowl. The other two games, number 10, Penn State, and number 11, Ole Miss. That is the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Penn State laying 4, 4.5. I mean, it depends who all plays in these games. Like these New Year's Six games don't even matter when they're out of the playoff rotation. It's the last year for that, thank God. But like, Ole Miss, hell of an offense going up against Penn State, a hell of a defense. So it's kind of strength on strength on that side of the ball. And then both their teams' weaknesses for the Penn State offense and the Ole Miss defense will match up against each other. So that's probably the game I'm most excited about in the New Year's Six. And then Missouri and Ohio State, number 9 versus number 6 in the Cotton Bowl Classic. I mean, hell, Kyle McCord's in the transfer portal. Ohio State, They have like double digit guys already in the portal. Missouri is going to take this game very, very serious. The line's only 1.5. Iowa State's a slight favorite right now. So, I guess that SEC Big Ten matchup there, something to get a little excited about. But these New Year's Six games this year, they're not doing it for me. How about the top five bowl games that I'm most excited about, non-college football playoff and New Year's Six version? All right. Number one to me, the Alamo Bowl, Oklahoma versus Arizona. Again, I know Oklahoma lost their quarterback and their offensive coordinator, but man, that's going to be a fun one. Usually the Alamo Bowl delivers. It's usually two pretty high-profile teams. We'll see what the Alamo Bowl is like moving forward, because realistically, this matchup next year, one of these teams, maybe both, one of these teams might not even be in the slot for bowl. They might be in the playoffs. So, very excited about that one. Arizona, top 15 team, 9 wins in the regular season, very hot team. They're gonna take the serious, and we'll see what Oklahoma brings to the table, as they're the 12th rated team and 10 wins. Very excited about that one. Another one I'm excited about, again, all these games are in flux with who's playing, who's sitting out, guys entering the portal already, leaving school, but I like the Sun Bowl. Top 20 showdown, Notre Dame and Oregon State. They played each other in a Fiesta Bowl. That was, nearly 20 years ago. That's the only time I could think of them two squaring off, but kind of like the uniform matchup in that one. And, I think that could be a good game. Armed Forces Bowl. James Madison versus Air Force. Two of my favorite G5 teams to watch all year long. Thank God JMU got in the bowl game. I think they're going to be excited. And Air Force looking to finish off a season where it started out so, so good. And they kind of faded with some injuries and turnovers late in the year, but that's an exciting game for sure. Two more. How about the Guaranteed Rate Bowl? That's Kansas and UNLV. I like that matchup. Both teams fun offenses. Kansas and Arkansas last year in the Independence Bowl was awesome. High scoring game, multiple overtimes. They play a fun style, and UNLV is a team that I don't know if they expected to be here, so they're going to be excited to be bowling, and that's a fun game. Expect points in that one. The total's already 64.5. That's going to be fun. Final one. How about the Pop-Tarts Bowl? NC State versus Kansas State. I like both those teams. Hard to watch offensively is North Carolina State, but man, defensively they're good. And I like Kansas State all year. Will Howard probably going to go in the portal, or he might already be in. But Avery Johnson, the five-star freshman, is going to get the keys to the offense with bowl practice. Very much looking forward to that game. All right, final college football point we will talk about here: the Heisman. The Heisman Trophy will be given out this Saturday. I'm not a big Heisman guy anymore, if we're being honest. When I was a kid, I was obsessed. Absolutely obsessed with the Heisman. Now, I could care less. Excuse me. Anyway, so if you look at the odds, man, they're it's this thing's a wrap. This thing is over. I mean, Jalen Daniels, the LSU quarterback, monster statistical season. Just a horrible defense, though. But I mean, this guy is minus like 1400 across the board, just about every book you check to win this thing. I mean, just an absolute heavy, heavy favorite. And I mean, there's no sense to bet on this thing. Penix 10-1, Bo Nix 15-1, the next two in line. Marvin Harrison Jr., the other, the fourth invite. So that'll be the four in attendance to see Jalen Daniels win the award. Like, I mean, if you want to put a couple bucks on Penix and Knicks, like it's gonna lose. Like if you're just reading the odds, but if you want a little action and you know you're gonna hit a huge payday if the odds are wrong. But I just think everybody is like the market's telling you, it's Jalen Daniels. I mean that's facts. That's all I got on the Heisman. I mean that's the conversation. That's done and dusted. All right. Let's go to NFL Week 14. Like I said, 9 games to go over. These are all kind of teams in playoff contention. Let's start Sunday, 1 Eastern Time, CBS AFC battle here, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Cleveland Browns. Browns 2-point favorites, 31.5 is the total. Listen, Trevor Lawrence goes down on Monday Night Football with the bad ankle sprain. So this line completely flipped. Jacksonville was a laying a field goal on the road. Coming in the Monday night, the line has flipped 5.5 points here. Or 5 points here. Flacco didn't look terrible for Cleveland last week. Off the street, but Amari Cooper, that injury didn't look good, so now you're kind of just down to Moore. That's the only kind of receiving option, Elijah Moore, that you're afraid of. I think you got to pass on this game. Like, if Trevor's back, the line probably goes in a different direction, but I don't know. Especially this early in the week, I don't know how you bet this one. So, stay away from that one. How about the Los Angeles Rams at the Baltimore Ravens, 1 Eastern time on Fox. Baltimore, 7-point favorites, 42.5 is your over-under total. Here the Rams are in a wild card spot or fighting for their lives. Stafford has played. Cooper Kupp's given, he's been productive the last month of the year since he came back. Nacua, though, I think he left that game against Cleveland last Sunday with an injury. That didn't look great. But hey, the Rams playing well. But man, Baltimore just seems, especially at home, they seem to just dump truck these teams. So laying the full touchdown and the extra point here, I think I'd be inclined to do that right now. Baltimore's just got a good mojo going. And I think the Ravens take the Rams to the woodshed a little bit. Plus, the Rams coming across country. I know it doesn't really affect the West Coast or the East Coast when they go out west because they actually gain time. West to East, though, you lose those hours. I think that's always a handicapping tool I like to use. So, yeah, I will lay the 7 with the Ravens. Buccaneers at the Falcons. This is a 1 Eastern time kick on CBS. NFC South Divisional Showdown. The Falcons at 2.5 point home favorite, 39.5 is your total. Listen, every time I start to throw dirt on the Falcons season, they'll win a game. So now they're 6-6, straight in the thick of this thing. But Tampa, Mike Evans has had a hell of a year. Like, I think in the prop market, look for some Mike Evans props. The dude gets open every game. He's had 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Now he eclipsed that last week. I mean, the Bucs, they're just scratching and clawing their way through the season, still in the mix. I don't know. I think I would take the 2.5 with Tampa here, but zero confidence in this one. It could go either way. So I guess ultimately stay away. But that's a big game. To see you probably get smashed by like Dallas or something in the wild card round, but all these teams are fighting to get into the playoffs. Final 1 o'clock game we will preview Sunday, 1 o'clock AFC showdown, the Indianapolis Colts at the Cincinnati Bengals. Colts 1-point favorites, 40.5 is the total. This line has came down considerably. I mean, I think it was 2.5 yesterday before the Monday night game went off. Listen, I kind of like the Colts, but I feel like they might be a little too trendy. Cincinnati, Jake Browning looked good. The offense looked good. That was kind of a must-win to save their season, and they got it done in Jacksonville. So I think the Bengals, the short little underdog here, maybe buy it up, put them on a teaser, but I think I would lean Cincinnati here, which is crazy. I'm just worried that the, people's going to look up and realize, like, Gardner Minshew's 7-3 as the start of this year for the Colts. The Colts are on fire right now. They're playing well, and they are. I just feel like they might be a little too trendy. So right now, I think I would take the Bengals as the short home dog here. We will go to the afternoon slate, 4:05 Eastern time on Fox. The Vikings at the Vegas Raiders. Vikings 3-point road favorites, 40.5 is the total. I like the Raiders here getting the 3. I'm buying into the Antonio Pierce thing. I think the Cinderella glass slipper with the Josh Dobbs experience has kind of cracked a little bit here. And yeah, I just like the Raiders at home getting the points. I think they're off a bye as well. So yeah, I'll take the 3 here. I think the Raiders, they're a live dog in this situation. I really do. Yeah, I was looking up. Yeah, I think the Raiders are off the bye. Yep, they are. Raiders are off the bye here, and so are the Vikings. So I thought I was getting a rest advantage here. I'm not, but I'm still in the Raiders. Still in the Raiders. I'll take the points here. Next, NFC West Divisional. Sell this game on Thanksgiving night. Now it goes to the Bay. The 9-3 San Francisco 49ers, a 10.5-point home favorite. 46.5 is the total. They will host the 6-6 Seattle Seahawks. 4:05 on Fox, like I said. San Francisco nuked them a couple weeks ago on Thanksgiving night in Seattle. The division game. I think you take the points here. I think San Francisco wins, but 10.5, very high. Listen, San Francisco, they kick the shit out of everybody. They do. When they're healthy, they've beaten everybody's ass. Kicked the Eagles' ass last week. What a statement win that was to go into Philly, to go into the link and scored on 6 straight drives and just and emasculate them. Awesome win. Great to watch. Loved every second of it. But I think a little bit of a letdown emotionally. Let down. Plus, you just beat the Seahawks a couple weeks ago. Plus, it's a divisional game. Plus, Seattle got to throw the kitchen sink here to try to stay in this wild card chase in the NFC. I think the 10.5 here. You take the points. Niners win, but I think they win by 6 or 7. So that's where I'm at with that one. 4:25 on CBS. The Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. AFC West showdown divisional game. Broncos, or Chargers 3-point home favorites. 43 is your over under total at time of recording. Broncos bit me in the ass last week. I liked them against Houston. Now second straight road game. But I can't trust the fucking Chargers. I will say that as long as Brandon Staley's the coach in Los Angeles for the Chargers organization, there's no way. Pass. This is a pass for me right now. Because I feel like the air's leaking out of the Broncos momentum balloon here a little bit. But the Chargers, like, they beat the shitty Patriots 6-0 Sunday. What? Shut out. Yeah, sure. I got a shutout and with the worst or second worst offense in the league they were facing. But get the fuck out of here with the Chargers. Can't do it, won't do it. Two more games here. How about the Sunday night NFC East divisional rivals going at it? The 10-2 Philadelphia Eagles at the 9-3 Dallas Cowboys. 8:20 Eastern time. Hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's stay at the 4:25 window on CBS. 6-6 Buffalo Bills at the 8-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs 2.5-point favorites. 47.5 is your total in this one. I mean, we've seen this game a few years ago in the AFC Championship game. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, what a quarterback matchup it is. Bills, they left it all on the line a couple weeks ago in Philly. And they lost the heartbreaker in overtime. I don't know. I want to believe in the Bills. I do. I don't really trust the Chiefs. Like, I'm gonna need to see a little more from the Chiefs to kind of put them back on that, nobody's gonna fuck with them in the playoffs pedestal. Like, the receivers, who knows? Like, the Packers just beat them on Sunday night. The Bills, you know what? I'm gonna take the Bills. Oh, this is crazy, but the Bills off a bye. I think they're off a bye. Let me double check here. But I don't know. I think the Bills can go in there and get a win. I really do. Yeah, the Bills are off a bye. 2.5. Honestly, sage gambling advice that I should give you is buy it up to 3. Or put Buffalo on a teaser. But I think they can win this damn game outright. Like the Bills. So I'll take the Bills. All right, final game we are going to preview. Now we can get to the NFC East Divisional Rivalry Showdown on Sunday night, 8:20 Eastern Time on NBC. The 10-2 Eagles at the 9-3 Dallas Cowboys. Dallas, a 3.5-point home favorite, 53 is your total. Again, this is the last leg of the Philly Gauntlet. And man, did they look a little out of gas, especially in the second half of that Niners dismantling of the Eagles. But the Phillies own Dallas, it seems like, since Sirianni has been there. I guess Philly's got the Seahawks the following week, so it's, I guess, kind of this gauntlet. This gauntlet started with Dallas in early November. And Dallas was game. Philly won by 5 at home. Then they played at the Chiefs, and they had the Bills in overtime, and then the Niners. Now they go Dallas in Dallas. I think 3.5 is a little too much. I do. So I think I would take the points with the Eagles. Man, Dallas, like I said, they looked pretty damn good the last few weeks. On Thanksgiving, taking Washington and just ripping them to shreds, and then Seattle and Dallas, that was a fun ass Thursday night game last Thursday. High scoring, great action, playmaking all over the field. Yeah, really fun to watch. I think this will be fun to watch. I think Dallas ha if Dallas wins the game, they got a shot to be in that one seed conversation and win the division. So I think they're gonna go balls out for this one. I just think it comes down to a field goal here in Dallas. So right now the 3.5. It's just my taste here to take the hook here. So give me the 3.5 the Eagles. I think Dallas could win this game though. I really do. But that's a fun one. The rest of the schedule here. The Thursday night prime video game is the Patriots at the Steelers. That is gross. Sunday 1 o'clock, so we did not break down. We got the Texans at the Jets. We got Lions at Bears, Panthers at Saints. We've covered all the afternoon games, and then we got dual doubleheader Monday night football games for whatever reason. First one at 8:15, we got the Titans at the Dolphins, and then Packers at the Giants. Actually, both these games are at 8:15, so competing Monday night doubleheader games for whatever fucking reason. But that is your NFL Week 14 preview. Did this on a Tuesday, by the way. So that's why gambling advice wise might not be locked in, but I wanted to get the show out there. Army Navy 3 Eastern Time on Saturday, CBS. Army 2.5-point favorites. The total is 28. I'm going to take the under. Service academies. Yeah, give me the under here. So there's your gambling advice for the week. I sprinkled some plays I'm looking to make throughout the NFL card or doing the breakdown. So and it's free. It's a fucking podcast. So it is what it is. But anyway, that's the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for rating, reviewing, subscribing. You can do that on all major and minor podcasting platforms. That's Spotify. That's what else? Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever your favorite podcasting platform app resides. You can find the show there. So do that. Follow the show on X/Twitter at PodcockPcast, and that's the same as the Facebook's or the show's Facebook page. So follow along there to see when the shows drop. Like it, share it with a friend or an enemy. We appreciate the criticism and the love. It's all granted and wanted here. So yeah, we appreciate it. Next show, I don't know. Next show, maybe next week. Got a UFC pay-per-view. Maybe get Westside Tommy back in the fold here. Do a little UFC and cinema NFL. Maybe touch on some of the early bowl games. We'll definitely do like the playoff and New Year's Six in the coming weeks. Just kind of preview all the big college bowl games. So be on the lookout for that as well. And yeah, we'll be weekly. My goal is weekly. We'll ride this thing out at least through the Masters. So yeah, that's April. So just keep subscribing and following the show, and they'll pop up when the new episodes drop. So be on the lookout for all that. So okay, I've rambled on far too long. This has been the only Tyler Peacock for the Podcock PCast, signing off, saying go blue, bang bang Niner gang, and tip your waiters and bartenders and barbers. See you next time.